Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. In 2008, a dozen Wisconsin-based business leaders came together to create a resource for businesses interested in sustainability. The initiative has morphed into the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council. One of its first initiatives was to create the Green Masters Program. It recognizes the top 20% of companies scoring highest in a range of sustainability criteria, from energy to community engagement. The council's annual conference kicks off this morning in Madison, and it's punctuated by the announcement of this year's Masters. The roster of 27 companies includes the often recognized Johnson Controls and Kohl's department stores, as well as a small family-owned company tucked in an industrial park in Sussex. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz paid a visit to Lauterbach Group to learn about the high-tech printing operations' take on sustainability.
In the late 1970s, Bill Lauterbach bought a mail advertising supply company in Waukesha, Wisconsin. A lot has changed since then, according to Sun Shane, starting with its product.
We've moved from the mailing industry into food labeling, nutraceutical labeling, security and authentication labeling, promotional labeling.
Its leadership.
I'm the president, and I've got a brother, Heath, that's in charge of all our product development, engineering and all that kind of thing, and then my brother Brent is in charge of all of sales.
And a few years ago, its location. Lauterbach says the company simply had grown out of its original home in Waukesha, so he tapped into family talents.
My brother, who's a recovering architect, he took care of it. It worked out well.
Well, at least to this outsider, feels a little understated. We sit in a corner conference room, bathed in natural light, even on this cloudy day. Its lighting, heating, and cooling modulates to accommodate the comfort of each space.
It didn't cost us really any more money to build the facility, but it was a non-traditional approach to how you build a facility.
The entire complex, 80,000 square feet, was built with as much as humanly possible, locally sourced and repurposed materials as possible.
And we really didn't go into it thinking, well, we're going to have a lead facility. We walked into it saying, what is the best practice for our business and our people in the community? And it kind of had a mind of its own.
Lauterbach claims this model of living light on the earth all started with the parking lot.
That's where it started, because the lot on the survey that was on register was 4 feet lower than what the survey said. We couldn't have built the building because it was almost $1 million in fill. And we said, well, how do we make that work? And everybody got together and we put in the porous pavement. We don't have curb and gutter systems here because it doesn't work with this system. And that started the journey on the building.
Make no mistake, Lauterbach's bottom line is to flourish financially. He says they've grown from 12 to more than 55 employees, despite tough economic times.
3 years ago, our average sale per employee was $256,000. We're up to $394,000 per employee. So we're working very hard to put support systems in place so people can do their jobs better, quicker, faster, easier.
If Dolores Cochran is any proof, Lauterbach's workers, all called members here, buy into the company mantra. Cochran keeps track of the company's green performance and handles general productivity goals. As we head toward the plant, she stops in a large planning room, big sheets of paper scribbled over with ideas to improve every element of the operation. Cochran says everyone contributes to the planning process.
I added some things to it. Other members have added some things to it. And so all those things are taken into account for next year's planning, you know, for improvements.
Engaging your workforce, Cochran says, is key to a sustainable operation.
Very much interacting. I do some training and help people empower them.
Director of Operations Pat Nienhaus says recognizing individual contributions is essential. He points to easels outside the lunchroom that announce the latest great ideas.
A lot of organizations have suggestion boxes, right? Yep. People take a suggestion, maybe they act on it, maybe they don't. Sometimes they get money, sometimes they give awards for doing it. We have three different awards, and there's three different separate awards. We give these all quarterly, and then there's one big grand prize drawing at the end of the year.
Nienhaus turns us around in the direction of the plant.
There, but wait, just hold on a minute, Pat.
But Dolores Cochran wants to make sure we don't miss a good view of the stormwater system. The building's green roof slows down rainwater before making its way down to the ground into a series of increasingly smaller rocks and finally sand.
Those are called French drains. So all the water, the rainwater that comes down, it'll collect on the roof and comes down through there and pools in those French drains until they dissipate.
Pat Nienhaus chimes in, saying the system frees the facility from being tied into the local storm pipeline.
We do sanitary sewer, of course, but not the storm sewer. So that all just goes, all of our water goes into the ground in some way.
As it turns out, the company's commitment to water control is one of its strong Green Masters Award selling points.
So now we're going into the facility.
Inside the plant, several of Lauterbach's printing presses hum. When jobs are complete, everything requires a thorough cleaning up.
This is our wash-up area. After a job is demounted, or after a job comes from press, then it goes in this area and the plates get washed up and tooling gets washed up and all that sort of stuff. But what I really like to point out is the water that's used in this area goes into our wastewater treatment area.
Nienhaus races a garage-sized door to reveal a series of tanks and pipes.
This area is designed to add chemicals that will take out the pigments of ink. It goes into our system.
The operations director raises a jelly glass filled with inky black liquid.
It goes into our system, essentially very black water. As we develop the system, this was about 2, 3, 4 months after the system was installed. We were still tweaking it, making it work.
He hoists up a far less murky jar.
Here's how we present the water today to the city of Sussex. This water is clean enough that we could put it on plants, grass. We're not ready to drink it yet. It's not quite that clean. This is compared drinking water, so we're not that far away.
As the plant crew around us focused on pumping rolls of labels out at a 500-foot-per-minute clip, Nienhaus says everything possible around them is sorted into giant plastic-encased cardboard boxes.
And all of our waste materials are defined by its type. So this will get recycled. And what this is we buy material at, say, 15 inches. We only need 14 inches of it, so the edges have to get trim. So that's stripping or trimming, they might call it. And that's just plastic material that will get recycled.
It's Rick Fogel's job to coordinate those piles of recyclables. He's just an automatic door opening away in the relative quiet of the shipping and receiving wing.
Usually some of this recycling stuff is kind of dirty and messy, but we kind of keep it contained and keep it clean,
Fogel has some history with Lauterbach. He came on 11 years ago, initially as a temp worker. That was long before the company moved into this oasis of sustainability.
We got more efficient on things, and we made things more easier for people to help us get our stuff done, I just kind of monitor it, maintain it.
Not so, says his supervisor, Pat Nienhaus, who says Fogel is actually the model of the ultimate company member.
He'll come in at 3 in the morning and get all the organization set up for the day, and then he'll stay till 6 o'clock to get UPS. And it's like, Rick, you got to stay home. And his wife just had both hips replaced, and yet he still figures out a way to make this work and make that work.
Nienhaus steps back from the headiness of the Green Masters Award and the company's Silver Lead designation from the U.S. Green Building Council. Plenty of companies, he says, recycle. But if it doesn't help save and make money,
there's no value in doing it. The business is here to make money.
On my way out, I'm reminded, be careful navigating on the porous pavement in the parking lot. It's expensive maintaining the water-absorbent surface. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter and brought us that story about Lauterbach Group, one of 27 Wisconsin companies recognized by the Wisconsin Sustainable Business Council as Green Masters. There's a link to more from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Harry Chapin would have turned 70 years old today. An Iowa writer makes the case for marking his birthday with his essay, which comes your way after a break on WUWM.